and tell you, the price of fuel in the surrounding area, and if you pass it along the Atlantic East Coast going north to south, it's just not going to steer you to Georgetown.
No.
Delaware's a small state as it is, it's a big must to hop over it, stop somewhere else.
That's why I did this little thing one day, sit at home, I just went through, went online, and just surveyed everybody's fuel prices in the, in the area, and then sort of expanded out.
You know, the ALPA has that online too. I used to report to them.
Multiple places, multiple sites.
There now, we'll give you the cheapest route, the shortest route. A couple other choices in there. And as a pilot, I always pick the cheapest route.
So anyway, I'm going to keep digging on this and see what I can come up with. Hopefully I can get this horseman guy to call me back. Find out where this, what the status of this pending bill is.
There's nobody going to want to sign on to that. It's going to have to be a grassroots effort to get anything going on this. Nobody's going to want to take $215,000 out of the state's pocket. Nobody's going to want to sign on to do that. You know, but it's like dishonest games.
Yeah. Is there the possibility of having a small fee on the Jet A and to bring the 200 load lead down?
It ain't going to be up to us to decide this. That's got to be a state.
Right. But I mean, is there any conversation of that with your group?
Well, part of that legislation is a 5 cent a gallon jet fuel tax. And the purpose of both those pieces of legislation is, there's not a lot of money in the transportation trust fund, and these two pieces of legislation will set up an aviation trust fund, from the jet fuel tax, and there's also a registration fee proposal, and then using that $215,000 to pay for those things that DLDOT and the state does for aviation statewide, that the money's going away. Things like the 2.5% match on the grant programs, and obstruction removal at some of the privately owned public use airports, and some of the other little projects, and some of that came out of the crash at Joseph's Airport a few years ago. So it's it was to address the shortfall in money, and how do you make up for that and still meet the aviation needs of the state.
Okay. Anything else on motor fuel tax? Airport update, Jim.
Hey, lots going on. We're still going hot and heavy with our 500 foot extension. We're about the 60% design point. Got our 60% meeting on Friday. We still anticipate putting it out for bid in late April, early May, and if the funding is there, construction would start in July probably. The problem that we're going to run into is with grant funding. The money comes out of discretionary funds, which are the last to be dispersed from the FAA, from the Airport Improvement Program, and with the short-term reauthorizations that the FAA is getting, the FAA is not going to get to the discretionary money until the very end of the year if they keep doing it the way it is. With a long-term authorization, where they can plan for the rest of the year, they can release the discretionary money earlier, and we would see that July start time. So, it's kind of boring stuff most of the time, but, you read things about the FAA reauthorization, that's going to affect our project here.
So we're going to set up two schedules. One schedule is going to be set up as if we would receive that funding and we could start in July, and the second schedule would be the more likely supposition that, we see the money sometime around September 1st, and set up different milestones for different activities on the airport.
And as the project goes along,